Today's daf Maseches Eirvin Daf Yud Ches, only half an amud into the new parak, we're already treated with some incredible agarata. The Gemara got started on it because the Mishnah taught a halacha about how to bring water out of a well, which is technically Rishus Yachi, because it's at least 4 wide and 10 deep. And then where we're going, you want to get the water out, you need to feed, you need to bring the water, so you need to get it out. Once you bring it out, you're going to already be in a different domain. So if you want to do so, you have to create these perimeters around the space, the area of the well, and the solution is to create these walls, forming a partition around. So the four-corner walls, teaches Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, are called diyumadin. The word diyo, meaning two, and then the word amudin, so it's the two walls that are attached together, forming these corners around, with interspersed walls in between to create the partition around, permitting one to draw water from the well. Once we're learning a teaching of Rabbi Eliezer with reference to the prefix diyo, we have some other teachings, including the word diyo from Rabbi Eliezer, and the one that leads us into the lengthy agadata about Adam HaRishon and the creation of man and woman and Chava is the word diyo partsuf. When Hashem created Adam, based on the understanding of Chazal, one of the understandings of Chazal, Adam was created with two faces, diyo partsuf, two faces in one body, one male, the other female, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, achor v'kedem tzarasni. One point in halacha here that the final Tosos on our Amud brings from the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Ches, and the conclusion of our Gemara is this way as well, that Hashem made man and woman in one creation, even though Hashem originally intended to create them separately. So there was Machshava and there was Maisa. Based on the concept of man being created with two sides and then separated afterward. So therefore, we have the one, says the Gemara in Ksubis, we have the one bracha of the 7 brachot that we do at a wedding, and the one bracha of Yotzer HaAdam, which reflects what Hashem actually did, that there was only one creation. So Yotzer HaAdam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem created man and woman together. But the additional bracha of Asher Yotzer HaAdam Betzalmo, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam, that additional bracha reflects the machshav, the original thought of Hashem to have two creations. So we have these two brachot that reflect two different stages of creation, either one representing the one full creation split into two, or one representing the fact that there were actually two creations, at least in the original plan. So we can't pass the opportunity to mention Rav Kook's brilliant diuk in the bracha, which we say, Yotzer HaAdam, Asher Yatzar HaAdam B'chochma B'tzalmo, B'tzal Mutav Nito, Hikilenem B'nyan Adeya, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam, right? So it says, what's the difference between Yatzar in the past and Yotzer in the present? So Rav Kook, beautiful Perush and Olat Riyaz, Perush on the Sidur, in the section on Birkat HaMazon, the Shavu Brachot, and Chelak Aleph, page 392, he talks about the Yesod HaTeva. On the one hand, this represents our nature, where Hashem has already built into our being. It's also in this stage, the Olam HaNeshamos, the world of the souls, that the male and female are one Bria, one creation. So that's the idea of Yatzar. But down here on earth, they manifest as two. So it's true, my height, and that I'm never going to be a Kohen, that was Hashem's chesed, that I don't have to live what I'm not supposed to live. We have boundaries. However, there's also the Yesod HaBechira. We have to be Yotzer in this world to bring out and actualize what is in the potential. Well, it's a beautiful vort you can use at the next Shavu Brachas that you attend. Now, for one more idea, one more beautiful piece from Rav Kook, the Gemara in Amud Beis takes us back to a series of agadatas about sniut between men and women from the Gemara that's quoted here. It's from Brachos Samach Aleph. So we also have a halacha about not walking past the opening of a shul while the tzibur is praying, while the congregation is middle tefillah. L'maisen Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadik Sivches, and Bizman Hazeh, you have this as well. Many cities, you can get around this. All you need is another shul in town. So people see you and say, oh, you must be going to another shul or another entrance to the shul, holding tefillin and a few other ways that people won't be suspicious. So here and also on the Gemara earlier in Brachos Vav and Ches, the Gemara speaks about not davening outside of a shul. So from Kook and Einaya, on all these, Gemara speaks about the evils of being parish min tzibur, making sure you always connect with the community. So hear the words of the Rav. He says, Beis HaKnesses U'makom HaKibbutz HaTziburi, it's the place of congregation of the whole tzibur, lavodat Hashem yiparach. So you have a person, a klalu sha'adam, afshia rashum b'malamed, you have a person who's on a great level, great spiritual level, tzirich shi shatev nafshei b'adit tzibur, he has to connect with the community. Azu nana min tzibur v'tzibur nana minu. He'll gain from them, and they'll gain from him. But if a person goes on his own, perish b'vodas Hashem, lafarish midarkei tzibur, az lo yiratzeh, his tefillah won't be answered on the level as he would if he'd be connected to the congregation.